Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this hadith of Hazrat Abu Malik Harith ibn al-Asim al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum, we read a few additional points and his conclusion to this hadith. The narrator of the hadith of the Sahabi was Abu Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the tribe of the Ash'ar. He passed away during the time and the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and 27 ahadith are narrated from him. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that this hadith, the one that we read with all the various points of deen, encapsulates the fundamental principles of Islam. All the basic principles of Islam are included in here, and therefore this hadith is a very, very important and one of the basic ahadith. It draws our attention to a number of virtuous deeds. So the one is, as we have explained a few times, tahara, purity, and that is to be clean with wudu, with ghusl, etc. Other outward cleanliness is also required from us, but this purity that refers to is not the outward cleanliness, but it is that a person, his wudu is correct, his istinja is correct, ghusl is correct, that he is clean as far as that aspect of life is concerned. And also in it comes the praising of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with the words of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Normally we take this very lightly, but these are extremely valuable words and have got great value in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And how much we can keep our tongues busy with these words, it will be a great fortune on our side. All the words of the third kalima are very valuable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, and as far as ibadat are concerned, the rewards of it are also very, very great. And then namaz is discussed in here also, and namaz is so important. It is referred to like the head in the body. As in our deen, namaz has the position as the head has got in the body. And then namaz, to perform it regularly, 5 times a day, and proper namaz is from takbir-e-ula, that we are with the imam, till the salah. Not that we are normal latecomers or anything like that. And then of course our outward postures also must be all correct. We have to make an effort for that also. And then the inside condition of our namaz, which needs a lot of attention, that we have concentration, devotion in our namaz. We have to make an effort for that also, du'as, and be conscious of it. And then charity. Now, to give charity the great value, charity, problems that are in our lives, by the barakat of charity, they are taken away. Problems which are coming to us are blocked by charity. A bad mort is we are saved from by giving charity. We are blessed with a good mort by giving charity. So charity is also sadaqah, is a great ibadat which we should also have in our lives on a daily basis. And whatever little amounts we can give, it is greatly appreciated, and we should try and give regularly our charity as well. And then patience, sabr. Sabr is another very great quality, and for that also effort has to be made that we have sabr within us. Otherwise a person, just like that, sabr does not come. And sabr, as explained, are 3 types. To stay away from sin, that is also a sabr. Our desire is very much to commit a sin, to eat something which is not right, but sabr is to stay away from it. And sabr to fulfill the commandments of Allah. No matter how much our desire is not there, like perhaps for to get up for fajr, or to get up for tahajjud, we would like to sleep, but we make sabr on that demand and taqaza of the nafs, and we fulfill what Allah wants us to do. Then may Allah protect us, but any difficult, hard conditions come, to make sabr on that also. That is also sabr. So Allah bless us with this great quality of sabr as well. And then, also obedience to the Quran Sharif, to fulfill the rites of the Quran Sharif, to learn the Quran, to believe in the Quran, every ayat and the whole Quran Sharif, as our belief is supposed to be, and have yaqeen on every command of Allah Ta'ala. To recite the Quran daily, to teach the Quran, to be a means of teaching of the Quran Sharif, to practice upon the Quran Sharif, to propagate the Quran Sharif. And then the end of the hadith, very beautifully it comes, that every person in the morning sells himself. Whether he sells himself to Jannah by doing righteous deeds, or and saving himself from haram, or unfortunately he sells himself to Jahannam by doing all the wrong things, not making namazes, etc., doing all the wrong things. So we have to appreciate every day in our lives and think that today in which direction am I going? Am I going towards Jannat? Am I going towards Jahannam? And we should make du'as also that Allah protects us all the time. Then also Islam attaches great importance to physical cleanliness and purity through ghusl, wudu, and the removal of impurities. Cleanliness is classified as half of our iman, because iman purifies the internal self, while cleanliness purifies the external. And this is from a deeni point of view, not what we just regard as cleanliness, that is also required. We must be clean. Our bodies must be clean, our surroundings must be clean, but this refers to our body, our cleanliness as far as wudu, ghusl, istinja, etc. is concerned. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi stated in Ihya ul-Ulum that one should strive to cleanse the internal self of pride, jealousy, so all those things of kufr, of shirk. And if we analyze, we will fear and think that still there is even kufriyat in our lives, nifaq in our lives, and a lot of hypocrisy, a lot of shirk in our lives. So we have to work, be conscious, and remove all this from us. That we have tawheed, we have iman, we have yaqeen, we have tawakkul. This is also a continuous effort which a person has to do. Just like we don't dirty a place, but dust keeps on coming. Without dirty, without using a room, after a time we have to clean that room. Though we did not use it, we didn't dirty it, but the dirt comes. Like that our heart also. All the time there are things that are infiltrating and going into the heart. And we, if we are not conscious of cleansing it, if we can just imagine, we don't clean our homes, our cars for a week or so, what the condition is. We went away for a holiday, whatever, the house was closed, the car was in the garage, we didn't use it. So if we think it didn't get dirty, we will be wrong. It gets dirty even so. So just like that, if we are not conscious, if I'm living for 50 years and I didn't clean my heart, we can imagine the condition of that heart. And still we are not conscious. So of all these things, even kufr comes in the heart, shirk comes in the heart. On its own it comes. So we have to be conscious to cleanse it of this. And may Allah make it that the day we go to Allah, we go with a pure, clean heart. And if we did not clean it, then it could be very, very dangerous for us. So this cleanliness is very much important. Just as one cleanses the external body with water, like that we have to clean our heart. And the zikr of Allah is very effective in cleansing the heart. So we should try to be conscious and make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The two phrases of praise mentioned in this hadith, that is Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah, carry immense virtue, because they express the pure and unblemished nature of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and declare man's weakness in the face of Allah Ta'ala's great, great power. When a person says Subhanallah, if he says it consciously, he will realize that I am full of fault. Allah is pure of fault, I am full of fault. And when he says Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the realization will come, I've got nothing of praise in me. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of these beautiful teachings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we imbibe them and bring them in our lives. Today, as we read the takbir, which marked this day of this great and honorable day of the 9th of Zulhijjah. This is the greatest day in our Islamic calendar. More than any other day, just like Friday is the king of the days of the week, this 9th of Zulhijjah, which we are in now, is the king of all the days of the year. So Allah give us tawfiq to do lot of good deeds. Third kalima, fourth kalima, the takbir also we should try and read it on and off. And also, more important, to stay away from all type of sin. That is the worst thing, sins in our lives. They are in fact our only enemies. And they are the sins cause us all our problems. To stay away from sin. In the same way, tomorrow, the day of Eid and Qurbani, is also a very great day, and it culminates all this ibadat with sacrifice. We have to sacrifice our nafs for Allah. That spirit has to come into us. And we must be very careful, especially tomorrow, that we don't get involved in any type of sin. The shaitan comes, and even on this great day, he gets us involved in sins, and we don't even give it a thought that I'm involved in sins. Like taking photos, videos of our qurbani, etc., intermingling of the sexes, no parda, all these are sins, and they are major sins, and we are mixing them with all our great sacrifice of qurbani. Allah, that give us tawfiq to stay away from all sin also, and make this ibadat in its pure and proper way as it is, and get the fruit of it, which is taqwa. May Allah be kind to us, have mercy on us, and bless us with the blessings of these honorable days and these honorable ibadat.